the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
And with that, we welcome you to Winchester, Kansas, here on the campus of Jefferson County North High School, where it is Northeast Kansas League High School basketball this evening. Jefferson County North playing host to MHMA. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Kaufman with you here, courtside. The game is just underway. Can you hear that? No, I'll get a pencil out. Here's a shot from the outside as we're quickly underway, missing. And J.C. and Mukatrol down the basketball. They'll swing it around to the right side. For the Lady Chargers, it'll be Tara Wisduba, Claire Javits, Zeta Noel, Clara Johnson, and Lydia Tweed. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to come to Lady Ravens. MHMA starting Zoe Steck and Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, Nora Keckner, and Carly Kramer. Here's a running shot on the other end. It's going to be up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Controlled down by Bagley. Here comes MHMA back up court with the basketball. Zoe will take it on the left side. Nearly travels with the basketball. Brings it back out between the circles. Bethany will work it around to the right side. Just about a minute into the ballgame, and we are scoreless here in Winchester. For Jefferson County North, head coach Steve Knoll. For MHMA, head coach Luke Knoll. Here's a shot up for the odds. Missing. Rebounding it back down. Here comes JCN. Flying down court with the basketball. It's going to be Claire. Johnson will bring it back out on top. The three. Yes. And Clara Johnson has the first bucket of the ball game. It is 3-0 JCN. 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Carly Kramer will come out. She'll play to the high post. Dumps it over to the right side. Coker back over to the left to Steck. Zoe left and right with the basketball. Now we'll dribble it off on top. Skip pass will come back over to the right side to Coker above the three-point circle. Chargers in a 2-3 zone defense. Squaring up, Coker for three, knocks it down. We're even at three, the shot by Hannah Coker. 5:55 to go. Here's a feed underneath. Jump shot is up, won't go. Rebounding it back down. MHMA. Lydia Tweed couldn't get that one to fall. Over to the left side, Coker stops, pops off the rim once, no good. Rebound tipped around. It'll be saved by Urban, can't get it to follow. Rebound underneath, followed by Carly, won't go in. Played out of bounds, and going to come back in again to the Lady Ravens. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 3-3 game. Zoe Steck will do the inbound work. It'll come in play for Morehill Mount Academy from beneath their offensive goal. The lob comes in on the right side to Coker. Back it'll come to Steck in the corner. Coker out on top. Urban, she'll launch a three. And rebound, Zoe got pushed. No, they're going to say Zoe gave the push. So the foul is going to be on Zoe Steck. It will be her first. And it will be team foul one on either club. Coming here at 5:25 to go in the opening quarter. Back up the floor, Lady Chargers into the forecourt with it. Down the left side is going to be Clara Johnson. Swings it over to the right wing. That's going to be Tara. Between the circles, down to Lydia. Tweed will feed over to the left block. Back out on top of near travel. Driving into the lane is Johnson. Can't get anything in the middle. No traction there. Brings it back out on top. 5 minutes to go in the first. A feed over to the right block. Shot up short. Rebounding it down is going to be Bagley. Swinging the elbows, clearing it away. And up the court will come Urban. Bethany in front of the scorer's table right here below us. Feed in the side of the left block all alone, and Carly can't get it to go in. The rebound is going to be out of bounds off Jeff North. First substitution of the ball game is going to come in for the Lady Chargers, and that is going to be Macy. Macy Thompson, she is a junior, probably 6 foot, maybe 6 foot one, going in and taking that five spot for head coach Steve Noel. Bethany Urban out on top. Coker thought about the three. She's hit one. Now she's going to launch it, and that went too strong. Rebound on the floor, and Zoe Steck will come away with it. Lady Ravens doing a nice job on the boards here early in the game, and now the ball's going to be knocked away from Urban, stolen away, and into the forecourt with it, a little between the fifth dribble for Claire Jobbins. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. It is a 3-3 ball game. Between the circles, Tara Westuba kicks it over to the right side of the free throw line. Now it's going to take it back, slides down to the baseline, goes in, goes up, too strong, rebound, out of play. Going to come back in to Lady Chargers. Tell you what, we've had a lot of up and down the court, but we haven't had a lot of points on the board. 3-3, and we're halfway through the opening quarter. Little bounce pass over to the left side is going to be taken to Thompson. Dishes it back to the left. The baseline three, Tara Westuba, nope. Rebound, pulled back down, followed up off the window, and good. And Claire Johnson has all JCN's points. It is 5-3, Lady Chargers. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's a three from the left side for MHMA. It misses, and Johnson coming down with the rebound. She's going to outrun one. Now looks to beat a second defender, kicks it back on top. The set shot for three is short. Offensive board, Macy. Follows up, no. Tipped out by Macy, saved by Tara Westuba. Jason will continue to control the basketball, takes it down to the baseline, lumps it back off on top to Claire. Jobbins, a little left-hand dribble, works around toward the left side of the three-point ring. Here's a three, shot, and missed, and rebounding it down is going to be Coker. 3:15 to play in the opening quarter. Game moving along at a very brisk clip. It is a 5-3 lead for the home team here at JCN. The pass in the middle, batted away, near foul, but none whistled. Zoe Steck has the ball, and Coach Luke, no, wanting a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're going to get our first break of the ball game. Coming here at 3:07 to go in the first. It is Jeff North, 5. Morehamout Academy, 3.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Here in Winchester, bringing our engineering skills up to speed here and getting all the gear to work, and 3:07 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens taking the time out, put the ball in play. Bethany Urban over to the right side to Coker. Here's Zoe in the corner. She has not gotten a shot away yet this game. Guarded by Tara Westuba, feeds it down low to Scarlett. She's double teamed, goes back behind her. Lady Ravens very patient on offense. Now, remember, no shot clock, so they are in no hurry at all. They can run this thing until they get tired of it. Now the dribble is going to go out of bounds, and it will be off Zoe's foot. Out of bounds, back it will come to Jeff Norris. It is a 5-3 Lady Charger lead at 2 minutes and 40 seconds ago in the first. JCN, Tara Westuba across at the logo. Dumps it over to the left side. And we're going to get a turnover. Back it will come, MHMA. This is not game one of the season, but it is only game two for these clubs. So they're still working some things out. They're still looking for rotations. And for the Lady Ravens, they have their first substitution of the game. Nora Keckner is in. I recognize the shoes anywhere. She's got the ball out on top. Gets it to Coker. Bounces back behind her. Over to the left side is Zoe. Steph will take it all the way to the baseline. Kicks it in the middle where Scarlett will shoot. Can't hit it. They got fouled. 2 free throws coming up for Scarlett Bagley. Foul is going to be on JCN and Abby Laird, who has just come in. Abby is a sophomore, and she is also probably 6 foot one. The free throw, just a little wag of the left. One more shot coming up here. Scarlett Bagley will eye it up. Look for her second one, and that one's in there. So Scarlett will have her first point of the ball game, and it is a one-point game with 2:15 to play in the opening quarter. Now, are we going to get the sub in? We are. And for our Moore Hill Mount Academy, Hope Banowitz will check into the lineup. So we've got Hope Banowitz and Nora Kickner, Bethany Urban, Hannah Coker, Scarlett Bagley. There's your five on the floor right now for MHMA. For JC in the drive to the baseline, the runner off the left side is up and it won't go down. Rebounding is going to be Coker. She not only pulls it down, but begins to bring it up the floor south, then dishes it over to the left side. Urban will kick it back to the right to Banowitz. Back on the top, it'll come to Urban. Inside 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Carly Kay back at the scorer's table, getting ready to return to the floor at the first dead ball opportunity. Banowitz out on top. Back it goes. Driving in a Scarlett, has it knocked out of her hand, stops, picks it up, comes back out on top. Urban travels with it on top. A moment of indecision as to whether she was going to just fire a three, and then she decided that she's going to kick it over to a teammate. And in that moment, she moved a foot. Carly Kramer is going to come back in, and she is going to replace Scarlett Bagley. Back into the game, Lydia Tweed and Clara Johnson for JCN. Now for JCN, I will be very careful with when I use the first names because they've got a Claire and a Clara out there on the floor right now. Minute and a half to go in the first. It is a 5-4 lead for the homestanding JCN team. Here's an 8-footer from the right side, hits the back of the rim and kicks out long. Rebound followed up, rolls around and in. Give that bucket to Lydia Tweed. And it is now 7-4. The three from the left side, Coker halfway down and kicked out. Rebound him coming up with it. Is going to be Claire Johnson. Claire launches it to the baseline, and it was just a little too high and a little too fast. And it's going to get out of bounds. And with a minute four to go in the first quarter, MHMA and the Lady Ravens up court with it. Bethany, the right-hand dribble, loses it, looks down, finds the ball, brings it back up the floor, kicks it over to the right side to Banowitz. Cross-court, it will go to the left side to Coker. Back out on top, it'll come again to Urban. She'll drive to the right side, dish it into the corner. Banowitz. Back out on top, it'll come to Kechner, around the left side, a little bit of a head fake, no room gain, the running shot in the trees is up, and it won't go in, however, Bethany able to draw that foul, and she's got to come to the free throw line. If that's on Abby, and it is, Abby Laird will have two personal fouls. She'll have both fouls for JCN so far in this game, and the free throw for Bethany is a wee bit short. Bethany Urban continues to look for her first point. MHMA is one of three as a team at the free throw line. One more shot coming up here. Long look up and rattles in. So Bethany Urban with her first point, and it is now 8-4. And Zoe Steck will rotate back in. So head coach Luke Noel has four of his start, no, just three. Three of his starting five out there right now with Zoe Steck, Scarlett Bagley, and Carly Kramer. They're out there with Nora Kechner and Hope Banowitz. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. JCN right side, 13-foot jumper, too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Kramer. Carly will get it away, and Banowitz watching the ball as she dribbles it up the court with the left hand, goes coast to coast, driving shot, air ball, rebound, pull back down by Lady Chargers. 18, 17, now 16 to go in the first. Over to the right side, nearly traveling with it, but able to hold the pivot foot. Down the right side with it is going to come Claire Jobbins. Claire has it way out on the wing, and then it's going to get away from her. MHMA is going to have 7 seconds to get away. Final shot here in the first quarter. The ball will be put in play from midpoint of the backcourt. It will come into Banowitz, who has it taken away from her. Driving down the right side with three. The kick, the three, it's up, no good. Rebound is over the back, and we're going to have a foul called as the end of the opening quarter. We're taking a break. That is going to be the end of one here in Winchester, Kansas, The foul, by the way, is going to be on Clara Johnson. We go to the second. JCN 7, MHMA 5.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Nice crowd on hand here this evening. And glad to have you along with us here on Care Radio. Hope you're enjoying the ball game. We get set to go to the second quarter. It is a 7-5 lead for Jefferson County North over Marnhill Mount Academy in the girls' game. Don't forget the guys' game. It's going to be coming up very shortly at the conclusion of this one. For MHMA, 3 points for Hannah Coker on the first bucket of the game, and then one each for Scarlett Bagley and Bethany Urban on one of two free throw shooting for JCN. Claire Johnson with 5, and Lydia Tweed the other 2. It is Lady Raven basketball to begin the second quarter. Bethany Urban will have it work her way to the right side as we get underway here in the second. She'll lob it out on top to Scarlett. Starts left, stops there. Looking in, needs some help, not going to get it. A great break for MHMA as a skip pass over to the right side. Was going to go out of bounds harmlessly, but Zeta reached over to try to save it, somehow got a hand on it and went out of bounds. It'll come back in again to the Lady Raven. Half a minute into the second quarter. Base bounce pass down to the baseline left. Scarlett has it and she gets tied up. Jump ball. That's Claire Jobbins who reached in. Tangled it up. Possession arrow will come back to Jeff North. NEKL, Northeast Kansas League, high school girls basketball, but the guys game coming up after this one here on Care Radio. 7-11 to go in the half. Basketball out on top with Tara Wistuba. She'll feed into the lane on the 4-1 time. Turning the shot goes up. It's no good. Rebound followed up by Tara. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by JCN. Johnson comes down with it, kicks it to the left side. The 15-foot shot misses. And another offensive rebound for JCN. And back it away is going to be Tara Wistuba. The give and go into the right block. It's going to be batted away and taken up court by MHMA. Bethany Urban runs up the floor and suddenly realizes 4 white jerseys, no jerseys that look like her up the floor. And so she slows down and lets her team join her. Bounce pass down to the baseline, bodies all over the floor, and the loose basketball is going to be picked up by Clara Johnson. Jefferson County North regains possession of the basketball, leading it by a pair with 6:15 to go in the opening half. Long pass over to the right block, knocked away by Zoe Stett. Outstanding anticipation of the pass. Here comes Bethany, drives, leans, shoots, and somehow gets at the ball. Great shot for Bethany Urban, and the game is tied at 7. 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Back up with it, JCN, the 3, in and offensive rebound, and now reaching in, Urban will tie it up. Possession, Ravens. Set it all, hand a hold of the ball, and Bethany just rocketed in there. Very aggressive effort to save the ball away, and it was able to tie it up. Lady Ravens back up the floor with it. We nearly had a broken leg here on the bench. That would have been bad. Everybody's okay, and the Lady Ravens are going to turn it over down the court, and a traveling call on JCN. Neither of these teams exactly playing their very finest basketball right now. Re-entering the lineup for Jeff North is going to come Macy Thompson. Not a lot of offense. A 7-7 game with 5.5 to go in the first half. For Jeff North, 5 for Claire Johnson and 2 for Lydia Tweed. For JC and Hannah Coker with 3, Bethany with 3, and Scarlett with 1. Driving to the baseline, Urban. Baseline runner rattles home Bethany Urban. She has all of her team's second quarter points and has given MHMA a 2-point lead. 5:07 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens up a pair. Macy's going to have it on the right side for JCN. Lady Chargers in the home white uniforms with Kelly Green lettering a trim for MHMA. The black uniforms with gold and white. Little left-hand dribble out toward the top. And Tara Westuba worries that the offensive coach knows, says, you know what, I want to talk about this. And when we return, you must realize that you're going to be listening to high school basketball here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. But right now, with 4:46 to go in the half, it's Fort Hill Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 9, Jeff North 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As we return, Jefferson County North, coming out of the timeout, puts the ball in play. Back on offense, here's a little travel in the lane, no whistle, and a bucket is up and good for Macy Thompson, and we are tied at 9. And on the other end of the court, the shot is going to be up and in by Hope. So Hope Banowitz gets her first bucket of the game, and it's 11-9. Morgan Mount Academy, Chargers get to the other end. Turning it back over. JCN is going to bring Elizabeth Easterday into the lineup. She's going to take out Claire Jobbins. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Morgan Mount Academy with the 2-point lead of the basketball. Here's Carla Kramer with it way out topside. Dishes back over to Bethany. Urban, little right-hand dribble, works around the right side. She's going to be followed all the way across by Clara Johnson. Out on top to Scarlett. Back over to the left side to Hope. Banowitz accelerates to the baseline. Gets doubled up down there. She's in trouble. And her skip pass across the baseline is going to get away out of bounds. Back it comes to the Lady Chargers. Re-entering the game for MHMA is going to come Nora Keckner in for Carly. 3:45 and rolling toward halftime. Zoe Steck comes to the scorer's table. She will be checking in at the next dead ball opportunity. Johnson with the basketball goes over to the right side, now to the left. The baseline long shot by Tara is won't go. Rebounding it down is going to be Coker. Chugging it away to Urban. Urban drives right, uses a little forearm. No foul called. Out on top, the three for Coker. No. Rebound followed up, and Scarlett gets fouled and will come to the free throw line. Scarlett Bagley draws the foul. The whistle is going to be on Tara Westuba. It'll be her first, and for Jeff North, that'll be team foul 4. Scarlett Bagley is 1 of 2 at the line tonight. This one, just a little bit short. Before the second shot, we'll see Hope out of the ball game and Zoe Steck back in. So you've got Urban and Steck at the backcourt. Left side of the lane, you're going to find Nora Keckner on the right side. You have Hannah Coker in at the free throw line for one more shot. Scarlett Bagley. This one rolling. It's in. Scarlett will have her second point of the game, and it is now a 12-9 lead for Morehill Mount Academy. 3:15 to play, first half. Macy Thompson, topside, feeds it into the free throw line. Stepping into the lane, we get a foul. Fish is going to hop up here to the scorer's table and let us know that for Bethany Urban, it will be foul number 1. Lady Ravens, team foul 2. Back into the game for Jeff North will come Claire Jobbins. Tara Westuba will be putting it in play at the baseline for Jeff North. 3:10 to go in the first half. Down to the baseline. The baseline 3 is up too strong. Macy, way up above everybody, had the ball and then lost the handle on it. Bethany will pick it up, feeds it across, and Tara Westuba steals it back. Tara coming up slow up and let everything kind of settle down, a little bit of the dust settle. 2:45 to go. We're approaching halftime. First half of this game seems to have moved by pretty briskly. Pass comes out on top. JC and has it up there. That's going to be Abby. Over to the right side. Tara for three. First points of the ball game for Tara with Stuba. We are even at a dozen. And 2:20 to go in the first half. Urban starts right, cuts left, goes to the free throw line, kicks it back over. Coker drives and shoots and gets the roll. Hannah Coker, 5 points. It is now 14-12. Morehill Mount Academy. Into the lane from 10. The shot will not roll in. The ball is going to be knocked out of Abby Laird's hands and out of bounds. However, that's going to be the second foul of the ball game by Bethany. Bethany Urban picking up foul number 2. Team foul 3. So Bethany will be taken out for Hope. Scarlett's going to come out for Carly. And at 2:03 to go in the half. Lady Ray was up 2. We're on defense. Well, Stuba brings it in over to the left side. Gets it over there to Zeta. And we will have a turnover on the inbound. We're going to get an offensive foul. It's going to be on Macy, her first foul. It's going to be only the, sixth team foul maybe on Jefferson County North. Minute 57 to play before intermission. Lady Ravens with the basketball. They lead it only by a pair. Little player defense being used now by JCN. Zoe will take it all the way to the baseline, forces up the shot, and travels with it. Lady Ravens are going to turn it back over. Both coaches have really rotated players in and out. Each one using about 8 players right now. Morehill Mount Academy actually been using 7 players. Here's a lob to the baseline, knocked away by Coker. Urban comes back in. Back out is going to come Nora Kettner. Chase in with the basketball over to the left side very quickly. That's going to be Johnson. Now to the right side. 3-point shot rims out. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Steck. Zoe comes down with the ball. She will bring it up the floor herself. Takes it all the way to the top of the key. Keeps it dribbling alive. Works over to the right side toward the JCN bench. Now over to the left side to Hope. Bannon with a very hard bounce pass. Taken down, though, by Urban, who traveled with it. So MHMA turns it back over. JCN is going to bring Lydia Tweed back into the game. With Stuba and Johnson with Tweed, Thompson, and Claire. Turnaround shot. Short. Rebound. Is it going to be a jump ball? Is it going to be... Yeah. Bethany Urban, Tara with Stuba, two players who are very similar in height, size, really tangling up over that ball. Jump ball will be called, and it'll come back in again to Jeff North. We're at 1:05 left in the half. JCN with it. Putting it in play, trailing by 2, and the inbound pass is going to be stolen. Plucked right out of the sky by Urban. She'll drive down the court. Goes in, pulls up, running jumper short. Rebound, Macy. Macy Thompson coming out with the basketball, and Tara was Stuba back up the floor. Inside 1 minute to play now before halftime. 50 seconds left. Here's a 3, left side, too hard. Air ball out of bounds. It'll be MHMA basketball. Yeah, I don't think there's anybody up there checking in right now with 46 seconds to go in the half. 14-12. Lady Ravens in front on the road here today. JCN coming into the game today 1-0. MHMA coming in at 0-1. Jeff North having beaten McLeod in their first game. Lady Ravens having lost to ACCHS. Looks like the Ravens are going to take a little time off now. Coach Luke Knoll for MHMA is going to take a timeout. He's going to set up a play for this last 20 seconds. We're taking a break. 22 to go in the half. It's a 14-12 MHMA lead.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Ashland County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
be interesting to see what Morgan Mount Academy head coach Luke Noel is going to call for his team. Neither team has been able to put up much of a lead. Largest lead in the game for MHMA has been 2 points. The largest lead of the game for JCN has been 3 when they led at 7-4 in the middle part of the opening quarter. So neither team's been able to get away. Neither team's been able to go on any kind of a run. Neither team's actually been able to score much. The bottom line here, I mean, it's 14-12. Here we go. Ravens with the basketball. The pass on top thrown away. He didn't draw that up. Now it's going to be knocked loose in the backcourt. JCN with it. 16-footer. No. Rebound, pulled back down. 7 seconds, still plenty of time. Zoe, right side's going to go. Bethany, all alone, up and in. Bethany Urban on the breakaway will take us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you from Winchester. We're at intermission. MHMA 16, Jeff Dorff 12.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you heard about the Candy Cane Chill Blizzard at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison? With peppermint candy cane pieces and choco chunks blended into the world-famous soft serve, it takes peppermint flavor to the next level. And it's here just in time to usher in the holiday fuels. It is the blizzard of the month, so get one before they're gone. And be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays now. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester. It's halftime. Morgan Mount Academy out in front of JCN. 16-12 is what the score really is. Let me recap what's going for you. First of all, 4. Shepherd County North leading the way. Clara Johnson, 5 points. Tara Wastuba hitting a 3-2 apiece then for Lydia Tweed and Macy Thompson. For MHMA, a great second quarter for Bethany Urban. She had 6 in the quarter, has 7 in the game. She leads all scorers. It was Hannah Coker with 5 and 2 apiece for Scarlett Bagley and Hope Banowitz. Each team has 1 player with 2 fouls. No one with more than that. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, after the ladies' game, stick around. We're going to have boys' basketball. Big night of high school hoops here on CARE. But right now, we're going to take a break. Intermission time of the ladies' game. We'll be back with the second half. And right now with your intermission score, it's Morgan Mount Academy 16, Jeff Dorff 12. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph, the CARE Sports Studio. He is just waiting to share with you some halftime.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Morgan Mount Academy at JCN. We'll be returning to the girls' game. The boys' game is coming up a little bit later this evening. Coming up right here at the Hot Country Sports channel. We've got games this Friday. We've got Atchison High School versus Wamego. The girls will take to the court right around 6 p.m. The boys will take to the court right around 8 p.m. Then on Saturday at 2 p.m., join us as we'll have the women's game from the Nolan as the Ravens are hosting Park. The boys, or the men, will take to the court right around 4 p.m. I did want to mention, of course, this Thursday, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Sports Studios. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a few halftime scores and actually a couple of finals. In the women's games tonight, we have one final. It is Lynn above Wakefield. The Lynn girls have 52 points to the Wakefield girls 26. Wamego and Sabetha are meeting up tonight. Wamego is leading 31-9 at the half. It's Donovan West and Riverside with Riverside on top. Riverside ladies 16, Donovan West 15. Valley Heights is leading Marysville at the half 16-13. They were tied at the end of the first quarter at 8-8. Royal Valley and Jeff West are meeting up. Jeff West is at 14 points at the half. Royal Valley girls 10. Jackson Heights is at 35 points to Oskaloosa Bears 2 at the end of the half. Troy and Hiawatha are sitting at Hiawatha 39 points, Troy 10. And, of course, in this game, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at 16, JCN 12. In the boys' games, I do have one final to report. It was Perry LeCompton at 55 points over Fort Scott 47. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 25. West winds at around 5 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow, high of 48. Lows dip down to about 37. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Turning much warmer Thursday and Friday, with highs in the low 60s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 25 tonight, highs reach 48 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 34.3 degrees Fahrenheit outside in downtown Atchison. The wind is out of the southwest at about 3 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 60%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.94 inches of mercury, dew point 22 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill is sitting at 34. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas. We're set to go to the second half. It is a 16-12 lead in this girls' ball game. The visitors at Marham Academy out in front of JC. And welcome back, everybody. With Joseph, he's the guy who did that great job at halftime, you know, kind of get you up to speed, taking care of all the business work. Joseph, thank you as always. Tom counts to the here court side. Ball's going to come in play. Lady Ravens are going to have it to begin the second half. And we are back underway. MHMA is going to have the original starting five out there with Zoe Steck, Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, Bethany Urban, and Carly Kramer beginning this third quarter. The ball's going to be knocked away and stolen. JC in coming up with it. Quickly down the right side, all the way to the baseline. The shot is up. It's going to come up a little bit short. Rebounding it down is going to be Urban. She brings it up the court. It is 2-on-5, and she'll throw it over to the left side to Carly, or rather to Coker. And now it's going to be stolen back, taken down the right side. It's going to be Wastuba. She gets pushed and fouled and coming to the line for two. Foul on Zoe. Steck will have her second foul tonight. First foul of the second half by either team. Coming to the free throw line for Jefferson County North is Clara Johnson. Clara has hit a 3 and a 2, and it's going to be her first chance here to hit a 1. 5 points so far for Clara. This one won't quite go. One more shot coming up here. Lady Ravens playing basketball down in Springfield. The guys' game down there is coming up a little bit later. We'll try to keep you up to speed on scores in that one. Second free throw is good for Clara. And down at Evangel with, you know, I don't know, not my dog, 3:19 to go in the game. Benedictine leads the Lady Valor 57-48. So, 9-point lead for Coach Folsom. Here's a driving shot off the left side. It's up. It's good. Carly, her first points of the game. And it is now 18-13 with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. 5-point lead. It is the largest of the game for either team. The feed will be in the lane. It's going to be batted away by Zoe, picked up by Hannah. Coker gets it away to Bethany. Urban is 1-on-4, goes in, and is that a block or a charge at the block? That was a bang-bang play right at the front lip of the rim. And remember, we're in high school ball here. We do not have the no-contact arc down there to protect anyone. And with that in mind, it is going to be the second foul of the game for Tara Wastuba. Ravens will bring the ball in play. Got to keep an eye on the right hand of Bethany Urban. In that collision, she came up holding her hand. It's already taped up a little bit. She's still working and flexing that hand. It took a little bit of beating in that collision. So we'll see how she fares with that. She'll hit the ball, put up a 3, and it will be short, and the rebound is long, out of bounds, back to the Lady Chargers. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. It is an 18-13 lead for MHMA. you kind of think the lower scoring game is much more to the liking of Coach Luke Knoll than to Coach Steve Knoll. I would think Coach Steve Knoll would like to see this game up in the 50s or, you know, 60 by the time we're done. Here's a baseline shot from the left side, short. Rebounded underneath the rim. Now it's on the floor, turning around. The shot is up and missing. The rebound off the floor, pulled back down by J.C. And what a job by Tara was stupid to follow that up in here. Tara has five, and it's 18-15. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Shot for the Lady Ravens is up, no good, and tied up ball on the look for the rebound. Possession arrow. Back you will come to Jefferson County North. J.C. into the home white. Ravens in the traveling black uniforms. 18-15, three-point lead for MHMA here with lots of time to go in this. 5:40 to play still in the third quarter. Chargers bring it up on top. Clara Johnson has it. Starts over to the right side. Dumps it into the corner with Stuba for three. Looking to tie the game. It's going to hit the backboard. No good. Rebounding it down to Zoe. Stick into the forecourt with the left hand. Dribble takes it across in front of the scorer's table. Stops above the key. Kicks it over to the right side. Driving down is going to be Coker. Her shot is up all the way over the rim. Does not draw iron and is going to be lost out of bounds. Back to the Lady Chargers. Coker needed to get a little bit of backboard with that shot. Instead, it went just up and over the top and down on the other side. 5:15 to play in the third quarter. And again, up with it will come Jefferson County North. At this juncture of the game, we're not fortunate enough to have, like, stats and know what shooting percentages are. But I'm going to tell you, shooting percentage for both of these teams is under 20. Inside 5 minutes to go, here's a three off the window, missing, and Scarlett comes up with the rebound. That thing came back fast. The feed underneath to Zoe, turns and shoots, and King gets the layup. Rebound followed up off the window, and good. That's Carly Kramer for two. Carly has come out of the second half. She has scored all of Morehamon Academy's third quarter points, and it's a 20-15 lead. Shot underneath. No. Rebound to go down is going to be Urban. Up the court, she is one on three. Weaves into the middle. Dumps it to the right. Zoe in up for two. Zoe Stack for her first bucket of the game. And we get a timeout, Jeff North, as MHMA has put together its largest lead tonight. Taking a break at 4:25 to go in the third. It's Morehamon Academy 22, JCN 15.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Welcome back to Winchester, 22-15. Morehamon Academy in front of Jefferson County North here on the Lady Chargers home court. But yet a long way to go in this. We're not quite midway through the third quarter. Jeff North taking a timeout, and they're going to come out on the court with, who are we going to have? We got Tara Wastuba out there with Lydia Tweed. The ball's going to be put in play by Clara Johnson. You've also got Macy out there, Macy Thompson, and Claire Jobbins. We'll round out the five for the Lady Chargers. Over to the right side with the basketball. It's going to be with Stuba. Tara bounces it off on top. Johnson back over to Tara. She's all alone in uncontested three and won't get it. Rebounding it down is going to be Scarlett. It's going to be ripped out of her hands and loose on the floor and saved back by Jeff North. We got a JCM player who really went hard to the floor. She gets up and the missed shot coming back down to Morehamon Academy. The feet underneath. Coker goes up. Has it rejected. Rebounding it back down. Chargers is getting a little wild out of the court right now. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Still a 22-15 lead for MHMA. Coach Luke don't doesn't care if neither team scores again tonight. The ball comes out topside. But someone will. Here's a feed to the right block, into the lane, spinning, shooting, and gets a plus one. Fisher's going to come over to the scorer's table and let us know that the foul is going to be on Coker. It'll be first of the ball game for Hannah. Lady Ravens second. The team fouled in the second half, and an opportunity for Lydia Tweed to complete a three-point play. Lydia coming to the line has now 4 points. It'll be her first free throw here this evening. On its way, high, arcing, and won't go down. Rebound, battle for, and it's going to be saved back in by Tara Wistuba, and she'll get fouled as she makes a strong move to the rim. This foul is going to be on Bethany Urban, and Bethany in a little trouble now. That'll be her third. 3:22 to go. The free throw, Wistuba, perfect. Tara has a half a dozen points now. Urban is going to come out of the ball game, and Hope Banowitz will come in for her. And again, Bethany with three personal fouls now. Second free throw, off the back. Rebound, Zoe Steck. Lady Ravens coming up with the basketball, but their lead has been trimmed a bit. It's now 22-17, and we're going to have an MHMA turnover. Lady Ravens with the travel to the backcourt, and a little bit of that momentum has suddenly begun to slide back over to J.C. Inn. Claire Johnson brings it into Macy. Thompson comes out on top with it. Easter Day dumps it over to the left side to Wistuba. 3:11 left in the third quarter. The bounce all the way to the baseline. The shot off the window. Rebound tipped out. It's going to be rescued by Easter Day. She'll go from about 13. Nope. Rebound is on the floor. Banowitz ties on it. Two players dive on it with her. And jump ball possession, MHMA. Well, Bethany Urban was not out of the game very long. She's right back in there. And also coming in, Carly Kramer. We're at 2:58 to go. Third quarter, 22-17. Morehamon Academy in front. Lady Raven putting it in. Bethany Urban brings up a shoulder-high dribble as she comes across midcourt. Stops, comes to the free throw line, and the ball is going to get away from Carly Kay. Up the floor with it. Down the right side, Easter Day. Dumps it over to the baseline. This shot is up, partially deflected. Rebounding it down is going to be Thompson. Kicks it over to the right side of Wistuba. She'll accelerate to the right side of the lane. Puts a shot up. No. Rebound on the floor. And covering it up is Scarlett. We've got a foul. The foul is on JCN. And it'll be the first of the game for Lydia. Lydia Tweed comes up with the foul. It'll be her first team foul two of the second half by J.C. And here's the feed in the middle of Banowitz. She didn't get the ball and down as she leaned into a much larger defender, Macy Thompson. Here's the deal. I don't know how tall Hope is. 5'4", maybe? And Macy's 6'1"-ish? Quite a little size mismatch. I think she's almost startled. Didn't quite get the ball on the floor in time, but MHMA is going to maintain possession. The shot goes up to the baseline right. It won't drop in. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Clara Johnson. Clara comes out on top to Tara. 2:10 left in the third quarter. JC with the ball. There was a travel. No whistle. The driving shot is up. Rolls off the rim. No good. And another rebound. Scarlett has done a great job rebounding the ball today. She has really hustled and been in the right spot so many times. Here's Coker for three. Kicks out. No good. And a rebound. Johnson has it. Here come the Lady Chargers. With a minute 50 to go in the third. 22-18. MHMA in front. Little head fake. Doesn't do much. Wistuba will go all the way to the baseline. Gets inside Coker, who will block it from behind. And it's going to go out of bounds. Back to Jeff North. Steck will return to the floor. And Coach Luke Knoll has rotated his starting five back into the lineup right now. With a minute and a half to go in the third. Inbound. Comes way out on top. It's going to be Clara Johnson. Clara, a little left-hand dribble, goes all the way to the side, brings it off on top, gets it there to Clara. The shot is up. Nope. Rebounding it down. Coker, here comes MHMA. Lady Ravens into the forecourt. I'm going to the left side. Zoe, she's due. This one is up. Won't drop. Rebound. Pulled down by Carly, but she allows a smaller defender to take it away from her. Tara Wistuba, all the way, coast to coast. Gets it, plus one, Tara Wistuba. And that will be the fourth foul by Bethany Urban. And you can expect, I suppose, to see Banowitz coming back into the game very, very quickly. And there it is. 1:10 to go here in this third quarter. 7-point lead is gone. It's down to 2. And Kara, who's 1 of 2 at the free throw line, can cut it a little bit further and does not. And another rebound for Scarlett Bagley. 22-20. And we've got 1 minute to go in the third. Morehill Mount Academy with the ball. It's going to be knocked away from Banowitz for a moment, but she's able to pick it back up. And now her bounce pass is going to get away. It's on the floor, and Lady Chargers have taken it away. 50 seconds to go. Third quarter. JCN has a chance to tie or retake the lead with this possession in the last minute of the third. To feed into the lane. Macy Thompson turns and travels. Oh, they're going to say she got fouled. Come to the line for 2. I had seen her take a little extra step, but I did not see the contact that initiated that. The foul is going to be on Carly. Carly Kramer's first foul tonight. The free throw by Macy, just a little short. Macy Thompson, 2 points in the second quarter, her only 2 points of the game. Free throw shooting by these two teams tonight has not been exactly spectacular. This one is perfect. And it is now a 1-point game, 22-21. Right now a 6-0 run for Jeff North. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Zoe Steck has it taken away from her, and tying it up is going to be Clara Johnson. Zoe reaches back in to tangle up the ball. Jump ball possession comes back to the Chargers. Both teams have had, frankly, phenomenal numbers of turnovers in this game. There have been a lot. 25 seconds to go in the third. Lady Chargers down 1 with the basketball. They have stormed back from down 7 just a few minutes ago. Little head fake for Tara. Goes down the left side of the lane. Puts up the shot in traffic. It's no good. Zoe coming out with the rebound. Clearing away with the right hand. Throwing the ball with the left. Goes all the way to the baseline. Keeps it alive. Comes back out on top. Skip pass comes to Banowitz. She'll drive into the middle. Loses a handle on it. It's on the floor. Knocked out of her hand. Picked back up by JCN. And was there a foul? No, they're going to say it went out of bounds. And we are at 0.1 seconds to play in this quarter. Tell you what, we're just going to call this quarter over. What do you think? 3 quarters in the book in Winchester. Time out of the court, Joseph. Here's your score. It is Morehill Mount Academy 22, JCN 21.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Happy to have you with us here in Winchester. Wow. Very entertaining high school girls basketball game going on right now. And when that's done, we're not done. There is going to be the guys' game coming up after this one yet. So stick around with us for that. But right now we go to the fourth quarter. 22-21. It's a low-scoring game. Can't get it a lot closer than that. MHMA with a single-digit lead. Your scorers so far in the game. For Jeff North, it's Tara Wistuba with 8. Claire Johnson, 6. Lydia Tweed, 4 and 3 for Macy Thompson. For MHMA, Bethany Urban had 7 at halftime, still has 7 to lead her team. She has not scored in the third, but what she has done is gotten in a little foul trouble. She's out there now with 4 fouls. 4 points for Carly Kramer, 5 for Hannah Coker, and 2 apiece, Steck, Bagley, and Banowitz. We're set to go. MHMA put the ball in play. Fourth quarter is underway. A 1-point game. It'll be Coker with the ball on the right side. Feed in the middle to Scarlett and Bagley fouled over the back. It'll only be the third team foul for JCN in the second half. This one is going to be on Claire Jobbins, and it is her first. So for the Lady Chargers, they've got opportunity to play a little more haphazardly. They got shots, their fouls to give, and they're going to give another one, and they're going to give free throws this time with it. That's going to be the second foul of the game by Lydia. And at the free throw line, Scarlett Bagley. Scarlett is 2 of 4. Each time at the line, she has missed the first and hit the second. This time, she will hit the first and has her third point today. Urban coming out of the game. And back in comes Hope Banowitz. One more shot. Scarlett will knock it down there. That makes her 4 out of 6 at the free throw line and a 24-21 MHMA lead. 7:45 to play. Chase Ian taking his time. They've got plenty of time, trailing by one possession. Top side with the basketball, Zeta Knoll. Zeta comes over to the right side. Feeds in the middle. Running left-handed shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound in the lane. Backing up. Traveling with the ball. What had happened was as she had gotten the ball down at the baseline, Lydia realizes, I'm too far beneath the goal. I can't get a shot away. So she's trying to lean back to get in front of the backboard and ends up shuffling the feet, turning it over. Here comes MHMA, and as they put the ball in play, they will turn it over with a travel. And what we're seeing here is an offense-defense switch by Coach Luke Knoll as he is shuffling as best he is able to. Bethany Urban and Hope Banowitz in and out again with Bethany playing with those four fouls, trying to keep her in the game as long as he can. The inbound, Chargers. Macy's got it. Thompson out on top. Gets it to Johnson. Back over to the left side. Cutting into the lane. The ball gets loose. Picked up by Zoe. It's a jailbreak. Up and in. Zoe's sacked. That is her fourth point of the game. And it's 26-21. We're at 7 minutes to go. Three-pointer left side. Up, no good. Banowitz scrambling for the rebound and somehow able to corral it without traveling. It looked like she might have been rolling on the floor. Here comes MHMA. Out on top is going to be Stick. Over to the right side. Coker takes it down to the baseline. Scarlett back out on top. Coker goes three. Got it! The bucket by Hannah. Her eighth point of the game. Her second three today. The last one is back in the opening quarter and it's 29-21. And suddenly, MHMA has an 8-point lead. It is their largest tonight. 6.5 to go. Over to the right side. The shot blocked by Steck and knocked out of bounds. Out of the hands of Clara Johnson. 6:24 to go in the ball game. 29-21. Low-scoring game of the ladies' contest here in Winchester. I can tell you right now, the guys' game is going to have more points in it. Baseline shot on the inbound. No good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Banowitz. Hope will take it into the forecourt. Slows down, dishes it over to the left side, gets it there to Zoe. She wants to take the three, doesn't, comes out on top. The three is on its way. Coker, no. Rebound followed up. Yes, and one for Carly Kay. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be the second by Maisie Thompson. And a chance at a conventional 3-point play for Carly Kramer, who's got a half a dozen points down. All of them have come in the second half. Her free throw, high, arcing, and off the mark just a wee bit. Will go out of bounds on the rebound. 31-21. A double-digit lead for Morehill Mount Academy with 6:08 to go. Congratulations, Coach Chad Folsom of the Lady Ravens, as they go on the road tonight, taking a 67-46 win at the Evangel Valor down at the Ashcroft Center. Official's going to walk over, and we have a foul call. Are we getting a timeout? Yes, we are. We're taking a break. Coach Steve Knoll taking a timeout. We are also 6:01 to go in the game. Morehill Mount Academy 31, Jeff North 21.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester. It will be Jefferson County North basketball coming in. They'll bring it in right under the hoop. The shot won't roll in, but a foul is committed. For James Ian to come back from this deficit, a few little things like that need to go their way, get the bucket at a plus one. They did not, however. They did draw the foul. It'll be on Nora Keckner's first. And a couple of free throws here for Clara Johnson. First one won't go. Clara has 6 points. She is one of three now at the free throw line. Banowitz comes out of the game, and also Kettner comes back out as the starters are back in. Quiet Jim, second free throw, got it. Clara Johnson has 7. 31-22. 5:59 left. Fader Ravens having a little trouble with some full court pressure. Now, Bethany will get it across the timeline. Throws it right into the middle of a lot of white jerseys. Charges will come down. Go in, go up, knock it down. See if it's foul. We'll wait for the official to come over here and let us know. The foul is going to be on Zoe. It'll be Zoe's 6th, 3rd foul. And that's team foul 8 for the Lady Ravens. What that means. And this could be an interesting and important point as game goes on. It's going to be free throw time for Jeff North. The front half of the 1-1, up in and out, no good. And a rebound cleared down by MHMA. Urban into the forecourt, and here comes the Raven offense. 5.5 to go in the ball game. They lead by 9. Baseline runner is up, no, and we're going to have a foul and more free throws. So a game that moves along really fast in the first half. Not so much as this thing has worn on. Lots of fouls and a lot of free throws. The one thing that really hasn't happened, not a lot of free throws being hit. A lot of free throws being shot, not a lot of them being hit. Here's Bethany, her first one now. So Bethany is 1 of 3 at the free throw line. One more shot, giving up for the sophomore for MHMA. This one on its way. No. Rebound. JC in. 5:25 and rolling as Tara Wastuba gets the ball into the forecourt. Lady Chargers on offense. Long cross court pass to the right side of the 2-point baseline shot. No good. Coker comes down with a rebound. Gets it away to Urban. Urban is outrun to the other end of the floor and has the ball stripped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again to the Lady Ravens. JC in will reach to the bench and they're going to bring Zeta into the game. Zeta Noel. Zeta Noel. That's what I said. You can't even hear me. Zeta. 5:11 to go. Here's a baseline runner. In, out, and in again for how about that great shot from down there for Hannah Coker. Coker knocks it down for a long 2, and it's 33-22. Now an 11-point lead. Bouncing in, driving shot, up, won't go, rebound, pulled down by Coker. She's triple-teamed to the backcourt, and I was waiting for a call. It is not a jump ball. It's going to be a foul call. It's going to be the 3rd of the game for Tara. And that will be team foul 7 that will begin putting MHMA at the free throw line. Urban out of the ball game. Back in will come Nora Keckner. Starting up there. The first free throw. Well, not quite going for Hannah. Rebound Scarlett. Follows. It doesn't go. Rebound out of bounds to MHMA. Still 33-22. Time is becoming an issue. Now with 4:44 to go. It'll be Zoe Steck bringing it in. Gets it on the right side. Carly back to Zoe. She's taking a 3 here. I thought they would have run a little more time than that off. The shot does not go in, and the rebound down to Jeff North. Claire Jobbins races down the court, dumps it over to the right side, puts it there in the hands of Noel. back over to the left side. Here's a feed, baseline shot, too strong, and a foul call. This one is going to be on Scarlett. We'll get the call from the near side, and Bagley will have picked up her second foul tonight. Once again, it'll be JCN at the line. Tara Wastuba, one of four at the free throw line. This one bounces up and in. You know, that gets her to 40% on the night. And again, the offense-defense switch going on by head coach Luke Noel puts Stephanie Urban back into the lineup. Second free throw, short, and rebound pulled down by Coker. 4:20 to play. Coker comes down, rolls off a screen. That was dangerous for Urban to set that screen. She did it anyway. She'll drive around to the left side, get bumped a little bit, lose the handle, but is able to go back and retrieve the basketball. We're down to 4 minutes to go. Skip pass coming out on top, and timeout, MHMA. Taking a break with head coach Luke Noel and the Lady Ravens here with 4 minutes to go in the game. It is Lady Ravens 33, Lady Chargers 23.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Four minutes to go in the game. 33-23, double-digit lead for MHMA. The inbound pass comes into Urban. She spins 360. Shot won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Kramer, and she will be called for a double dribble. It's going to come back in again, too. The Lady Chargers. You know the rule. Five-zone dribble, right? 33-23. And again, Urban is out. This time it'll be Bannon with 10. Coach Luke, don't do quite a job. Sometimes it's, depending on the circumstance, sometimes it's Bannowitz who comes in and sometimes it's Heckner who comes in as they rotate in and out for Bethany Urban. Here's the JCN shot rejected down to the baseline. It'll come back in again to the Lady Chargers. But again, tick-tock, 3:48 to go. 33-23, MHMA in front. Looking for their first win of the year. Drive will come to the free throw line. No room there. Back over to the right. Off the block. The shot up off the window. A good spanning roll is in there. For Lydia, she's got six. 33-25. 3.5 to go. And now Lydia will slap that one out of bounds across the way. And Urban is back into the lineup. Coach with the starting five out there. Steck, Bagley, Coker, Urban, Kramer. Lob pass into the forecourt down the left side. It's going to go to Bethany. 3:27 to go. Bethany starts left, comes right, keeps the dribble alive, works it out towards the center circle, slides around to the right side, comes off the screen, accelerates, gets it down to the baseline, jump shot is up, but wait, it went in, but they're going to wave this thing off. Hold on just a moment as the official comes up, and that is going to be on Scarlett. She set an illegal screen. So foul number three for Scarlett. And, of course, the offensive foul is not a shooting violation. And JCN will put the ball in play. They'll drive a running shot by Wastuba. Nope. And the rebound's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back in to MHMA. Urban returns to the floor, taking out Keckner. 3:13 left in the game. It is still 33-25. JCN in the fourth quarter has 4 points. Here comes Morehill Mount Academy. Urban across the timeline. Lobs it over in the corner to Zoe. She pivots with the left foot. Loses the handle for a moment. Able to go back and retrieve it. Now it's skipped past right side. Trying to get to Bagley. It's going to get away instead. Out of bounds. And the Lady Ravens with a turnover. Inside 3 minutes to go. And Lady Ravens are not going to press this thing up the floor. so you can expect it'll be JCN letting this thing roll and roll, and they'll pick it up right at midcourt. Clara Johnson brings it up. Goes right side with Stuba. 250. The feed in the lane. Macy, easy two. Macy Thompson with five. It is 33-27. It is now a two-possession game. Now the ball is on the floor. JCN covers it up, and Lady Ravens are going to pick it up in the backcourt. And here comes Zoe Steck. But with 2.5 to go, a two-possession game is no safe lead. Steck will have it on the left side. Dribbles it out to the top. Takes it between the circles. Keep the dribble alive. Now reverses direction. Goes into the lane. Pulls up. Doesn't take the shot. Kicks it back now to Coker. You can see Morehamite Academy looking to get very patient, burn some time down. Banowitz will have it slapped out of her hand. She's got to recover it. Kicks it over to Zoe with 2:10 left in the game. Still a 6-point Lady Raven lead. Steck all the way to the baseline. To Bagley. Back to Steck. 2 minutes to play. Steck into the lane. In trouble. Gets tied up. Jump ball. Possession arrow to Jeff Norris. Head coach Steve Nola is going to bring Elizabeth Easterday in. 33-27. Morehamite Academy in front. JCN has not had a lead since the first quarter. Here's a driving shot on the baseline. No. Rebound out of play. Raven basketball. Urban back into the lineup once again. Minute 50 left. Full court pressure here by Jeff North. Coker will bring it in. Gets to Urban. She's going to be surrounded by defenders. Baseball pass to the other end. Looking for Zoe Steck and trying to recover the ball down there. It's going to be Claire Jobbins. Claire takes a moment but climbs to her feet. Looks like she's okay. Not taking any time to towel down the floor down there. It'll be Zoe putting it in play. Steck looking. She wants Kramer. This time the inbound. Though it's going to be batted free and stolen. Taken away by Elizabeth. Here comes Easterday. She'll bring it down the right side. Out on top from 17. Off the window, no. Rebound underneath. Followed up, yes. Left-handed layup, Tara Wistuba. And it's now a 4-point game with a minute and a half to go. 33-29. And now we'll have a foul, and we will go to the other end. That is going to put Scarlett up there for the one-hand one. Second foul of the ball game for JCN and Claire Jobbins. But again, at the line is Scarlett. She was up there a moment ago, hit two here in the fourth quarter. This is a big one-and-one here. It is on its way. Short. Rebound. Tipped around. And JCN is going to come up with it. Here comes Claire. Jobbins runs it down the court. Gets a screen. Running shot. Up too strong. Rebound. Out of play. It'll be MHMA basketball. Teddy Fisher's going to have a little powwow. All right. They're going to point it back the other way. It is going to be JCN basketball. 1:20 to go. With Stuba bringing it in. Underneath the hoop. The shot. No, but a foul. And coming to the line is going to be Lydia. The foul on Carly. It'll be only her second foul. And Lydia Tweed, who's 0-for-1 at the line, will be there for two. Oh, look. High, arcing. Hits the back and kicks out. No good. JCN. Let's do the quick map. 1, 2, 3. They're five. Five of 15 at the free throw line tonight. Quiet Jim for the second one. Off the window and in. They all count the same. Lydia has seven. And it's 33-30. It is a one-possession game with a minute 15 to go. The ball is on the floor. And we have a jump ball called possession arrow, MHMA. This thing's not just coming down to the last minute 14. This thing's coming down to the last 14 seconds. Pass comes off on top. Back over to the left side to Zoe. Steck backs in. as the ball nearly knocked away in a foul on Tara Wisnuba. Now for Tara, who is really the quarterback for this offense out there, it is her fourth foul. Four fouls on Tara. And at the free throw line, Zoe Steck. Zoe has 4 points tonight. Two in the third quarter, two in the fourth. She has not had a free throw appearance yet. And this is the last 1-1 of the night for either team. Free throws are going to be twos the rest of the way. This shot wide left. No good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes JCN. 1:04 to go. The runner was Duba. In and out, no. Offensive rebound. Macy, no. Rebound. Cleared away by Bagley. Scarlett kicked it over to the left side, and as Bethany comes up the floor, Urban gets fouled. That was a big miss underneath the goal for JCN right there, and a great job for the MHMA defense. That is the fifth foul for Tara Wisnuba. She is going to foul out of this game with 55 seconds left. Wrap the night up with 11 points and coming to the line for Morehead Academy, Bethany Urban, who is 1 of 4 and hits that one. That was a big shot. Bethany makes it a two-possession game. The sophomore looks over the second one, knocks it in. 35-30. JCN over to the right block. The feet underneath the goal. Macy turns and doesn't get it to drop. Rebound underneath JCN. Out on top. A set shot three. No. Rebound underneath. Followed up. Off the window and good. Hitting the bucket was Clara Johnson, and we get a timeout. We're taking a break here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, with 36 seconds to go in the ball game. It's a 35-32 lead for Markham Mount Academy.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
MHMA in front of the ladies game with only 36 seconds left. It is a one possession game. In the teams as they come off the sidelines, Claire Jobbins and Zetta Noel are out there with Lydia Tweed. Who else do we have? I see Clara Johnson, and rounding it out is going to be Elizabeth Easterday for JCN. The ball comes into Carly. Carly's driving it down the court. She's going to get fouled and come to the free throw line. Carly bringing the ball up the floor. I don't know whose eyes were bigger, mine or Coach Luke Knoll. Carly will come to the line for MHMA. You've got Zoe Steck, and you've got Bethany Urban at the backcourt. Left side is going to be Coker. Right side is Bagley. Free throw is up. Won't go in. One more free throw coming up for Carly. He's 0 for 2 at the free throw line with a half a dozen points in the game. Chargers are now going to bring Claire back in, taking out Zetta. That's what I said the whole time. Second free throw. There it is. Carly Kramer. 36-32. From the right side, a three short. Rebound on the floor. Bethany Urban's going to pick it up. Bethany trapped up in the backcourt, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. 19 seconds to go in the game. Timeout on the floor in Winchester. It's Markham Mount Academy 36 and JCN 32.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Winding this thing right down to the end. 19 seconds to go in the game, 36-32. The visitors out of MHMA looking for their first win of the season. They'll be put in the ball and playing from the far side. It'll be inbounded by Zoe Steck. Steck, Bagley, Coker, Urban, Kramer. It comes in, it's stolen. The driving layup misses. And a rebound hauled down by Coker. Stolen back again, and the shot goes up, and we got a foul. 12 seconds to go. JCN is getting its opportunities. The foul is going to be on Hannah. It'll be her second. And Elizabeth Easterday comes to the free throw line. The free throw. No. One more shot for the senior. 36-32. One more shot. Elizabeth eyes it up. Right-handed shot. Got it. 36-33. Now full court pressure again, of course, by JCN. Inbound into the right corner. And driven out of bounds and a turnover by the Ravens. The ball out of bounds and we're taking a break. Time out of the court. Joseph, what a finish we got coming up with about 10 seconds left. It is MHMA 36, Jeff North 33.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Tremendous finish to this girls high school ball game here on Care Radio. Happy to have you along with us. Don't forget the guys game. That's right. Guys are coming up here right after this one. 36-33. Morgan Nomad Academy in front with 10 seconds to play. Chris is going to indicate JCN putting the ball at play over on the far side. It'll be brought in by Lydia Tweed. Lydia looking, comes off the screen, brings it back on top. 9 seconds, 8. Driving into the lane, out on top. The set shot. It's Elizabeth for 3. It's short. Rebound. Pulled down by the Ravens. Jump ball. And we have a second to go. MHMA is going to come on the road tonight and come away with a huge win for their first W of the season. Coming to the line for the Lady Ravens is going to be Carly Kramer. Everybody else behind her with a second to go. Carly's getting a couple of free throws here. That one, not quite. One more shot for Carly Kane. She is one of 4 at the line tonight. And that one of 5. Doesn't matter. It's picked up. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Marhamat Academy's Lady Ravens 36. Jeff North 33. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Welcome back. Just doing a little math and finding some things extremely interesting. Free throws were such a big deal in this game today. I'm just adding up here. Morehamite Academy was 8 of 20 at the free throw line. In the fourth quarter, they were 5 of 14 and missed 3 front ends of 1-1 in those misses. For Jefferson County North, they end up the game 7 of 17, 4 of 9 in the fourth quarter, missed one front end of a 1-1. So, now the team shooting very well at the free throw line. That game, it was very exciting. MHMA led most of the game. It was the JCN lead early on, and once they took the lead, they were able to hang on to it. And even though the Chargers made a valiant run late in the contest, Lady Rams able to hold them off. Let's take a look at the scoring for you. First of all, for Jefferson County North, double-digit scoring for Tara Wistuba, who fouled out of the game just inside a minute ago. She had 11 tonight. It was 9 for Clara Johnson, 5 in the contest for Macy Thompson, and 1 for Elizabeth Easterday. For MHMA, Hannah Coker had 10, Bethany Urban 9, 7 in the game. For Carly Kramer, Zoe Stett, Scarlett Bagley, each with 4. Hope Banowitz with 2. Tell you what, fantastic game. Guys' game coming up. Stick around with us. We'll be back to bring you that one live. But again, the final score in the ladies' contest. Morehamite Academy moves to 1-1 on the season as they knock off JCN 36-33. Right now, though, we're kicking it back for just a little while to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Back with the guys before you know it.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.